everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you consider yourself a curious person? If you had an opportunity to go and explore a place that no one else has ever explored, would you do it? I actually just might do so. Well, if so, you and Christopher Columbus have something in common. That is, you are both very curious people. Today's lesson is called The Story of Christopher Columbus. The Story of Christopher Columbus. And the question I have for you is, what did Columbus read a book about? What did Columbus read a book about? Friends, open up your magazine to today's lesson, and let's learn about Christopher Columbus.
The Story of Christopher Columbus. The Value of Curiosity. In the 1400s, some thought the world was flat. Ships never sailed far away. Some people thought there were nasty monsters. Others thought there was seaweed that could catch ships and never let them go. Many people thought ships could fall off the edge of the world. But there was one little boy, Christopher Columbus, who thought that maybe the stories weren't true. He wanted to find out for himself. One day, Christopher read a book about Marco Polo's journey to the eastern lands called the Indies. It told about rich emperors, spices, gold, and silk.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 curiosity 这个不可数名词。Curiosity 是指好奇心或求知欲。注意它的重音是在 O 这个音节念成 curiosity。例如 ,the boy's treasure box stimulated all his friends' curiosity. They all wanted to open it. 这个男孩的藏宝箱引起他所有朋友的好奇心，他们都好想要打开。或者是 all inventions start from genuine curiosity. 所有的发明都始于真实的求知欲。它的形容词是 curious, C-U-R-I-O-U-S. 例如 I'm just curious, where did you see our ad? 我只是好奇你在哪里看到我们的广告呢？继续我们看的是 nasty 这个形容词。Nasty 在这里是指可怕的或凶恶的。例如 Ricky is afraid of those nasty guys who bully him all the time. Ricky 很怕那些一直找他麻烦的凶狠的男生们。Nasty 也指糟糕的或者是情况危急的。例如 The doctor took hours to fix Mary's nasty cuts. 医生花了好几个小时处理 Mary 很严重的伤口。
So Gabe, in today's lesson, we're learning about the value of curiosity. Do you consider yourself a curious person?
You know, I am. I'm a curious person, Rebecca. I want to know the facts about something.
So if someone tells you something mm-hmm. they claim is a fact, mm-hmm. you want them to provide evidence or proof that it's actually true.
Exactly. And most of the time, this happens in my life by maybe...It makes me want to read more about something. So I might not take an adventure and go somewhere to find out. I might just read more about the history or the background of something. That's how curiosity happens in my life.
Ah, I see. Actually, I think that's definitely a very good and positive trait to have.
Uh-huh.
Curiosity.
Curiosity, Rebecca. Are you a very curious person?
I am a very curious person. I don't like when people claim something or they mm-hmm. tell me something and then I just have to believe it. I like to find out for myself if it's true. What
yeah.
they say. Kind of like Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, I think we're a little bit like Christopher Columbus in that respect, but we're not going to travel halfway around the world on a ship.
Yes, probably not at this point in time. Well, friends, today we are talking about Christopher Columbus.The story of Christopher Columbus, and I'm sure that you've probably read about him before, but he definitely is a very curious individual, and in case you might wonder what he looks like, he look something like this.
Well, Rebecca, we're talking about the value of curiosity today, but I've always heard that curiosity killed the cat.
Gabe, you brought up a great phrase.
Yeah.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm glad that you asked, because I was getting there. Basically, this just means that if you are too curious about something, well, if you're too curious about someone else's business, then you might get into trouble.
So it's not good to be curious then?
Well, it's not that it's not good to be curious. It's great to be curious. But sometimes if you're too curious about other people's business, stuff that, you know, business is not really your business.
Okay, so don't be too nosy about other people's business. Curiosity killed the cat. That's what you could say to somebody. I usually use this phrase as a warning to somebody not to be too nosy or not to want to try to figure out too much, okay? Because curiosity killed the cat. But I don't think I would tell that to a person like Christopher Columbus who wanted to find out more facts about something important.
I think Christopher Columbus's curiosity was very valid.
Yeah, maybe he found some cats. He didn't kill any cats.
Right.
We don't know.
No, we really don't know. My history book didn't talk about Christopher Columbus finding any cats. But anyway, speaking of curiosity killed the cat, practice that phrase, friends. Practice it on your friends. Well, in the 1400s, some thought the world was flat. Ships never sailed far away. Some thought there were nasty monsters out there, or just nasty monsters. Others thought there was seaweed that could catch ships and never let them go. This sounds like something from a horror movie.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think people were very afraid. Throughout history, people have been afraid of the ocean because you can't really see too deeply into the ocean. You don't know what's in there. And a lot of people thought you might fall off the edge of the world because the world was flat. We read on, but there was one little boy, Christopher Columbus, who thought that maybe the stories weren't true. So he had some doubt, some skepticism. We read he wanted to find out for himself. He had curiosity, and that made him want to find out for himself.
And this is another great phrase we'd like to talk about. If you want to find out something for yourself, this just means that, well, maybe you heard something. And you don't know for sure if it's true, so you decide that you're going to figure out for yourself if this is true.
Yeah, for example, you know, Elephant Mountain is probably one of the most famous hikes in Taipei.
Absolutely.
And I've heard that it was very easy. So I went to find out for myself to see if that was true. And you know what, Rebecca?
Yes.
It's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy hike compared to other hikes around Taiwan. Another phrase that we might use maybe is to try something for yourself. For example, I've heard the ice cream there tastes great, but I don't know. I want to try it for myself.
Well, one day, Christopher read a book about Marco Polo's journey, and this actually answers the question that I had asked earlier. What did Columbus read a book about? Marco Polo's journey.
Well, friends, right now it is time for us to go to the
Info Cloud. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us on InfoCloud. I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ken. One of the first subjects we cover when learning a new language is places around town. We often create simple sentences such as, I am at the library.
That's right. English students quickly learn to use those little prepositions of place, at and in, to indicate their location.
And these prepositions can be used interchangeably in this context. If I say I'm at the store, that's roughly the same thing as saying I'm in the store. In is just slightly more specific, indicating I'm inside a building as opposed to standing in front of the store, for example. However, there is at least one building in town where using the words in and at imply very different things, and that is the hospital.
Yes. One of my best friends is a nurse. Sometimes I try to call her and she sends me a message saying she can't talk because she's at the hospital. Of course, I understand she's at work and will probably call me later. But if I got a message from her that said I'm in the hospital, I would be very worried. Do you know why?
Good example. Friends, if someone says they're in the hospital, that means they're there as a patient. They might be seeing a doctor or getting some kind of medical help for themselves.
Exactly. So make sure you only use the phrase in the hospital when someone is there for medical help. Otherwise, you might cause confusion and unnecessary worry. Oh, and one final note. While Americans put the in front of hospital, the British do not. So, for example, someone in London might say he's at hospital, but an American would say he's at the hospital.
英文的介系词往往令人困惑，像 in 跟 at 的差别就很微妙，两者都是指在某个地方，只是 in 比较明确地讲出是在某个地方里头，但 in 跟 at 用在医院就有完全不同的意思。 In the hospital 不只是在医院内，而且是说你在医院接受治疗或住院。如果你是一个医生或护士，你是去医院上班工作，你就是 at the hospital。 同样的，你身体很健康，只是去医院办事，你也是 at the hospital。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey everyone, what would you say if someone came up to you and told you that the world was flat? Ha, that's what I thought. You probably would just laugh at them and say, that's ridiculous. We all know that the world is not flat. Well, at one point in time, people truly believed that the earth was flat. And if you went too far in the ocean, guess what? You would just go right off the edge.Christopher Columbus didn't believe this theory. So he decided he wanted to go on an adventure. Well, friends, let's find out what's going to happen next with Christopher Columbus.
The story of Christopher Columbus. Later, while walking on the beach, Christopher found an unusual piece of carved wood.And a strange plant. They'd been washed up by the waves. Christopher was filled with curiosity. Then he realized where they were from. They came from the other side of the ocean, he exclaimed. They're from the lands Marco Polo saw. That means the world is really round. Christopher thought, if a piece of wood could float here, why couldn't I go there?I want to try it.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 carve 这个动词。Carve 是指雕刻。例如 ,the sculpture was carved out of a piece of driftwood. 这个雕刻是用一块漂浮木刻出来的。或者是 ,the artist spent years carving just this one jade vase.这位艺术家花了几年的时间就为了雕出这个玉花瓶。它的名词是字尾加上 ing 变成 carving, 意思就是雕刻品、雕刻图案或者是雕刻技术。例如 the stone carvings in the cathedral's columns tell stories about Jesus. 这个教堂柱子上的石雕描述了耶稣的故事。最后我们看的是 wash up, 这个偏语动词。wash up 是指海水或河水冲上来或冲刷。例如 ,many trees washed up onto the bank after the flood. 洪水之后许多树都被冲刷到岸上。或者是 ,lots of empty cans and rubbish were washed up on the beach after a long weekend. 一个长周末之后就有许多空罐子和垃圾被冲到海滩上。wash up 也指洗洗手或洗洗脸。例如 ,go wash up before you eat your dinner. 吃晚餐前先去洗洗手。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we get to continue learning about Christopher Columbus. We read, later while walking on the beach, Christopher found an unusual piece of carved wood and a strange plant. This actually sounds like he found driftwood.
What?
Well, you know, he found a piece of carved wood.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it probably washed up on shore, so it's probably driftwood. That's just wood that's been floating out at sea for a long time.
Yes, driftwood. Remember last year in Taidong?
Oh, I remember Taidong.
There is a whole place dedicated to driftwood art.
How could I forget?
Of course, with some of the typhoons, some of the art was destroyed. Perhaps the wood went back out to sea, and it's driftwood again.
Driftwood. Yeah, so I would say that Christopher found some driftwood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood that washed up on shore. They've been washed up by the waves. And yes, I do like that phrase I just mentioned, to wash up on shore.
Yeah, what's that all about?
What does that mean?
Because our lesson just says they were washed up.
By the waves. Right. Our lesson says they'd been washed up by the waves. But where had they been washed up on? The shore. And so sometimes we'll say an item that's been floating in the ocean for a while, when it comes up on the shore, it was washed up on the shore.
Yeah. For example, sometimes in the news, I'll read about maybe some animals, some sea creatures that got too close to the shore, and now they're washed up on the shore. I forget if it was whales or sharks not too long ago. A lot of them were washed up on shore in some country, and people were trying to get them back out into the ocean. Or perhaps if there was a plane crash in the sea, then maybe they'll find pieces of the plane that were washed up on shore.
Well,
so it is a good phrase to know.
This reminds me of when we were in Bali a couple years ago. My family and I were there in Bali.
And your family was washed up on shore?
No, actually, there was a lot of trash that had washed up on shore.
Yeah.
And dead fish. Unpleasant. Well, anyway, we're talking about some driftwood, unusual pieces of carved wood, and strange plants that had been washed up on shore. Christopher was filled with curiosity. So, there's that word curiosity again. But let's talk about this idea, filled with. If you're filled with something, as used in our lesson, this just means that you have a very strong, particular feeling about something.
Okay, so are you filled with curiosity, like Christopher Columbus? Maybe you like to discover new things. Sometimes I am filled with wonder. If I go out and I look up into the sky and there are no clouds, and it's a clear sky and I can see thousands of stars, I'm filled with wonder. So that's a positive thing to be filled with. Sometimes I'm filled with pain. If something bad happens to my friend, if I have a friend that died, I was filled with pain. Or maybe something makes me really angry and it fills me with anger. I'm filled with anger. I want to do something about it.
Well, you know, at this very moment, I'm filled with a lot of curiosity because I read in our lesson about Christopher. Then he realized where they were from, referring to these pieces of wood. They came from the other side of the ocean. How did he know they came from the other side of the ocean?
Well, you know what? We're not exactly sure. He was curious.
And now I'm curious about how he knew.
He's going to find out about that. That's what he set out to do. They're from the lands Marco Polo saw. That's what he thought. That means the world is really round. So he thought the world might be round. Now he's even more sure that the world is round.
Christopher thought, if a piece of wood could float here, why couldn't I go there? I want to try it. Now, although I can be a very curious individual at times, I'm not sure I have enough courage to get on a boat and fly or take a boat around the world.
Well, you went halfway around the world, Rebecca, by coming to Taipei.
By taking an airplane, but I knew where I was going.
Yeah, you did know where you were going.
Well, I know where we're going right now.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to
Twin Time.
Welcome back to Twin Time, everyone. I'm Serena. And I'm Christina. It's time to review today's lesson. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. It's your job to fill in the blank with the correct word. And the words are seaweed, carve, nasty, and wash up. These are all great words, so let's begin. The first sentence is, every October, thousands of pumpkins are into scary shapes. If your answer is carved, you are correct. Every October, thousands of pumpkins are carved into scary shapes. If a pumpkin is carved, it is cut into a certain shape. Many Americans enjoy carving pumpkins into scary faces during Halloween. Then we light it from inside. These pumpkins are called jack-o'-lanterns.
That's right. Okay, here's the next sentence. Where can I buy dried? I think you know the answer to this one. Where can I buy dried seaweed? Christina, do you like to eat dried seaweed?
I do, of course. I really enjoy eating sushi. And as you know, seaweed is used to wrap sushi rolls.
That's right. But don't eat the seaweed straight from the ocean. Okay, let's move on to our last sentence. Jack has a cut above his left eye. Is the answer wash up or nasty? Right, Jack has a nasty cut above his left eye.
Something nasty is bad or unpleasant. Well, it looks like our time here is up. Did you get all the answers correct? We had a lot of fun with you today. Join us again on our next
Twin Time.
Well, you know what? Christopher Columbus is a very interesting guy. I know a lot about his story, but I was really happy to find out about this part, Rebecca.
Which part?
The part where he was curious because of the piece of driftwood. I didn't know that before.
I did not know that either. He found a piece of driftwood, mm-hmm. and that made him exceptionally curious. Well, friends, do you consider yourself a curious person?
Hmm.
I certainly hope so, because I hope you're curious about Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, because we have more to learn about him tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.